Of drones with fins. The number of American drones has surged. You're probably aware of that, but I mean, the numbers are pretty incredible. In 2001, we had 50 of them. Now we have 7,500 drones. In a new twist, the machines designed to watch are now looking like fish. This is called the BioSwimmer. It was developed by the Department of Homeland Security to dart into hard-to-reach places underwater, and it's not the only nature-inspired robot. There is a cheetah. They put a skin on it. And of course, the Robo Mule, both developed by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is called DARPA. Out front tonight, our Pentagon correspondent, Barbara Starr. And I mean, Barbara, this is sort of I know that the real new front. Drones themselves have changed the entire way this country will fight war for forevermore. But let's start with that BioSwimmer. What can it do?
Well, this is a very interesting project that was actually funded by the Department of Homeland Security to basically, it takes the shape of a tuna because tuna can maneuver in the water, they can get into small places, and the idea is if you could put sensors on this, cameras, acoustics, radar, whatever, you could put this kind of device into U.S. harbors, maybe to go through shipwrecks, maybe to go through underground debris, maybe just to keep watch for potential terrorist attacks on U.S. ports. The whole idea with all of these programs, Aaron, is that nature really is, you know, the best way. There's a good lesson to be learned here. These are devices that can move as they do in nature, like a tuna. Tunica is pretty good at getting through some of those tight spots underwater.
That's and when you think about just underwater, I mean just simple things, right? I mean, 90% of the world's goods go by ship. I mean, you need to be able to see what's going on underwater. How many other animal-inspired drones are there, though, and are they as sophisticated and sort of natural as that tuna looked?
Well, look, most of these programs right now are in development, and as you said, it's going to be the way the military fights in the future or security is protected. You mentioned a couple of them, the cheetah, there's a horse-like object. You know, whatever you want to say they resemble in nature, four-legged robot, very large, that can go over rough terrain and carry gear on it, possibly even troops. This can get into places, go over very rough, steep terrain that vehicles could not. So that's one. Looking at some of the drones that are flying overhead, you can see how they are trying to make those maneuver as they do in nature. But you know, one of the most interesting programs that even the military can't solve right now is a dog's nose. We all see those bomb-sniffing dogs out there. For years, the military's tried to develop a mechanical dog's nose, something to match what a dog can do on the battlefield, and so far, the dogs are winning.